Well, ladies and gentlemen, some of you, who knows who the scholarship program is named after? Anybody? I heard it. Barbara Schmidt Memorial Scholarship Fund. And this year, we had three candidates, but one of our candidates was unable to stay. So we now have two, so I'm going to ask them to come forward. Guys, I'm in front of the head table just to make it easier. And so our two candidates are Christopher Avila, and he goes to, IUPUI. Thank you, IUPUI. And he's going to talk to you a little bit about himself. And we also have Lorena Justiniano, and I might remember to say Lorena instead of Lorena. She also attends IUPUI, and she will tell you a little bit about herself as well.
She has a cord, so
come right on up. Come on up. Come on up. Here you go.
I don't like speaking.
I know. Do it anyway.
I know. Yeah, I know. All right. Like she said, my name is Christopher. I could normally go by Chris. I've gone to IUPUI for 2 years now, so I technically should be a sophomore, but I changed majors, so I'm back to being a freshman. Yippee. Not exactly all excited about it, but it's all right. My new major, like I said yesterday, was biomedical engineering. I changed from business. I had no idea what I wanted to do with business, so that's a good key to change over. I live off campus. I live in Deluxe, which it's a brand new apartment and everything. I like it there. Have some roommates. Don't like them at all, but oh well. And then So my favorite part about the convention was this morning when Dr. Maurer, it is Dr. Maurer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. From 9 to 10 when he was talking about the different laws and stuff. I don't know. I really find it fascinating to hear about laws and read about laws and different stuff and hearing about the process of pushing things through, which was the main reason I wanted to go into business. But business itself is just dry.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. And stay right there. And then Lorena, you'll have to step this way, Lorena, because it won't go very far. Okay.
Can I get some space?
You can.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. My name is Lorena. I do go to IUPUI. My major is health science. First of all, also, I would like to start by, after my introduction, but I'm so blessed and proud to be part of this great organization of the NFB. So far, I have enjoyed it so much. So a little bit about me. So I'm studying health science because I would like to go to the medical field. I would like to become a physical therapist. So the convention, my favorite part of the convention has been, to be honest, since I got here on Friday, these two days, I have enjoyed so much. I've been coming and networking and learning so many things that it's fabulous to know. And I like also to meet people. I like it's. I don't know.
You're good. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're good. Okay. So this is our scholarship of class of 2018. Give them a great big hand. Come back, Lorena. Come back. Don't go away. You can't leave yet. I haven't given out any money to anyone yet. Okay. So this year, as usual, it was very difficult for the scholarship committee to determine who would receive a scholarship from us. And we know, and I tell my scholarship candidates every year, if you don't receive one, that doesn't mean we don't love you. Come back. Do it again. You may get one. So, but this year, we, the committee, are awarding a $1,000 scholarship, one scholarship. Sometimes we award two, but this year we decided to award one. And the very deserving recipient is Miss Lorena Justiniano. Congratulations. Here's a check. Here's a check. I may probably be shaking, but there you go. And then you can say a few words.
I would like to thank the NFB for giving me and trusting me and believing on me and giving me this award. I'm so proud and lucky to be part of this great organization once again. I have no words. thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And if you are a college student or thinking about being one, please apply for the National Scholarship, which you can apply. If you apply for that, you may receive a scholarship. There are, how many are there, Dr. Mowers? Are 30. I wanted to say 30, but then I thought it was more. I'm sorry? Oh, yeah, you can go. And so if you have not applied, please do. We would love to have you apply so that you can also be part of the Indiana Scholarship Program as well. Thanks, everybody. Oh, I want to also thank so much always my committee, Tammy Jones and Susan Jones, for all their work in helping to write the scholarship letters, helping to just encourage the scholarship candidates and all the things that they do. Thank you so much.
We're going to do a door prize for that scholarship committee. Thank you, guys. Congratulations, Lorena. That's awesome. We have $10 and a $15 Uber certificate. And we're you donated it, Joe. You can't win it back. Tony, got a name for me?
Yeah, Jill Young.
Jill. Is she here? Okay. All right. We're going to give that to Jill. All right.
And that wavy cane.
I'll go have to take it to her. And then I'll be back and then do some tape. Okay. I need to. Oh, somebody might know. I know. I don't know. All right. We're going to introduce the head table. We're going to start at my far right, your left, with our secretary. We got Haley and Micah, and then we have our newest Federation family member, Finn, and he's so adorable. And he's sleeping, I think. What is it? Arrow Finn. Finley. Finley. All right, you guys, I don't know. You're making... Okay, next person we have is on our board. I'm not sure. Second Vice President, Joe Higdon, and his wife, Ronnie. We don't know how she puts up with him, but she does. I love you, Joe. I love you. I said I love you, JoJo. I love you. All right, and our next is our First Lady of Indiana. That's Jean Brown, and Ron Brown is next to her, and he's going to die for what he said earlier. Not really. Yeah, not really. I wouldn't hurt him, just maybe make him hurt a little bit. We'll have to tell you that story one day. Okay, at our far end on our left is our treasurer, Tammy Jones, and then next to Tammy is my husband, Mr. Tony Schnurr, most of you know him. He puts up with me. And then Mrs. Mauer is here, Miss Pat Mauer, our first lady for forever, for as I'm concerned. And our next speaker is Dr. Mark Mauer. Welcome, Dr. Mauer.
Well, how about if I just take it like this?
Okay.
And so that way, you know, how did I do that?
Yeah, I was
kind of hard to... No, it's all right. Chords are my friends, sort of. Somewhat.